Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, listeners of Illusionoid. This is Nug Nargang, letting you know that today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is on a mission to bring cooking back into our lives with real, whole ingredients that are healthier and that we can feel good about. They do all the shopping and planning and deliver step-by-step recipes and their ingredients, so all we have to do is relax and enjoy all there is to love about cooking. A lot of you probably rely on takeout or packaged foods for a bunch of reasons, because there's no time for a home-cooked meal, or because you don't have a car to get to the grocery store, or maybe you don't know how to cook at all, or maybe you're a robot, or whatever. Oh, wait. Are you a robot? Do we have robots listening? Okay, HelloFresh gives you everything you need, plus the easy-to-follow instructions to make a fast and healthy meal yourself, with fresh, locally sourced ingredients. So they plan, they shop, you just wait for those groceries to show up, and you can cook all these awesome meals yourself and feel great. Unless you're a robot, and then you can't feel anything. If HelloFresh sounds like something you'd like to try, great news, you can. Go to HelloFresh.ca and use the code Illusionoid50 to get 50% off your first box. That's half off a box of three ready-to-cook meals delivered right to your door with the code Illusionoid50. You'll be glad you did. And if you're a robot, I guess will experience finishing a task. So say hello to HelloFresh today. Now enjoy the show. Unless you are a robot.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Happy Valentine's Day. It's just me and the cyborg of parts that I've assembled in my den. Yes, I said cyborg. I found some organic waste in the corner, linked it together with some doodads and trinkets. A few elastics here and there, and you get some moving parts. This cyborg has 13 movable joints. I'll leave it to your imagination which joints move. Let's just say it's going to be pretty sad around here. Imagine yourself standing in the middle of a map. Roads lead in every which direction. Let's say 4. Which would you take? Is it impossible? Just pick one. Knowing, though, that it will lead to your doom!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Direction to go. Oh, here you go. Excuse me.
Yes, ahoy there.
Where are you coming from?
Well, I'm coming from the city back there, the one on the horizon.
Yeah, I'm coming from the city back
there, the one on the horizon.
Well, that's a different city than the one I came from. I just came to this crossroads because I was looking for a direction to go. And
yeah, so am I.
But they're all... Which, there's four ways to go.
Well, three, the way you came from.
Right.
And then the three options.
Oh, yes. Well, I was assuming I could go back. I kind of just... Well, here comes someone now.
Oh,
maybe he knows the way to go.
Excuse us.
Well,
excuse
hello us. There. How are y'all doing?
Oh, good to see you.
Real good. Just polite. Curious, where are you coming from?
Me? Oh, nowhere special. I came from that city back there.
The one on the horizon
that
we can see?
The one on the horizon over there.
But that I came from the one on the horizon.
Oh, you came from that city over there.
And I came from the one behind me, that city back there.
Yeah.
So, do we know anything about that direction?
Well, all I can say is I know about the direction I came from.
Well, should we go in that direction?
No, you should not. That city's a dead-end town. Nothing for you there. No future, no past.
Well,
I left that town to pursue my dream of becoming a musician.
Well, that's quite a lofty aspiration.
Well, there's nothing left in the city I came from. A disease has wiped out almost everyone. I was lucky to get out.
So your city really is... I was being a little metaphorical, saying there's no future or no path. Let's cross that one off the list for sure.
So yeah. There's two directions we should definitely not go in. It's back to yours.
Well, it's just boring over there.
Right. I don't want to go anywhere boring.
Yeah, yours is this is death and disease.
Yeah, what about yours?
Oh, mine, there was a technological catastrophe. Someone set off an electromagnetic pulse bomb and just wiped out all electronics. Sir, totally nothing back there. It's just chaos, looting... horrible manners. It's horrible.
That leaves one direction.
The band?
Oh, they died.
Thank God.
One direction were killed in riots back where I came from.
That's right. Their bodies were eviscerated, and then the pieces of them were hung up to as a warning to others.
Their insides were carved out, and then every year now, four lucky children get to dress as them for Halloween.
Yes. Oh, that seems nice.
That's right. And then they are torn apart, and their pieces are hung as warnings to others. Well, there's only one road left.
What? Oh, my God. Look at the mushroom cloud coming from that direction.
Ah,
right.
So a nuclear bomb had gone off in that town. And there was nowhere for us to go except a new path here at this crossroads. For indeed, we had come to a point in our lives where we were not just at a geographical crossroads, but a metaphysical one as well.
Are you narrating?
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
How are you?
Wait, no, you're not. You're white.
Yes, you're not black. No.
No, the solar flares took care of that many years ago.
Oh dear.
Of course, they stripped off your pigment. Of course.
Yes, my pigment washed away.
So we have my town full of death and disease, which should not go. Your town, which is just a boring dead end.
And also bombarded by solar flares.
Ah, you left that out.
Making everyone a decrepit albino, for that is what I am.
You know, it's interesting, because the solar flares should have bombarded everywhere, but they only bombarded your town.
It was a very quick storm.
And very tightly focused, it seems.
It was more of a solar beam.
Solar beam. You have radiation sickness, I see.
Ah, yeah, a little bit of radiation sickness.
Yet you still hold on to your dream of becoming a singer. Admirable. It's a lofty aspiration.
Life's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
It's about the journey.
And so one day Morgan Freeman realized that it was time for him to just pack his belongings, take to the open road, and leave Albino Town behind.
You're still narrating, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I'm so used to
it. Yes, you just lapse into that narration.
Albino town we should not go to, bombarded by solar flares. Mine, death and disease. That, mushroom cloud, and yours,
electromagnetic pulse bomb. EMPB.
There's literally nowhere for us to go.
Nowhere, my friends, but up.
Or down.
I didn't really want to consider that direction.
But how do we go either way? I none of us have a shovel.
No, but we can go up, because there is a space elevator here. Luckily.
It's been there the whole time.
There it is. A thin ribbon of Buckminster Fullerene straight up into the stratosphere.
I don't want to be rude.
All right.
But
then don't.
But well, aren't you Hugh Grant?
Indeed, I am.
Good. Hugh Grant!
Yes. I am Hugh Grant, yes.
You seem to be suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Well, if you had an electromagnetic pulse bomb go off and seen what it can do, you'd have some PSTD as well. EMPBTSTD is what I have.
All right, no need to get clever, Mr. Charlie Payne.
Yeah, you can't say it, don't spell it.
I'm not trying to be clever, I'm just trying to be clear.
That's the story of your life, isn't it?
It's true. So, shall we?
Into the space elevator?
Up to the space orbiting platform?
There's really nowhere left to go. It's clearly the only option.
Every road other than that leads to doomsday.
Well, gentlemen, I suggest we all get inside.
All right, here we go.
And this was the time we pressed the up button and waited for that elevator to come down and find us.
Boy, when that elevator gets here, I'm kind of apprehensive about going.
Well, yes, it's a long way up.
It's space.
It is space.
It could take a long time.
Yeah, it's true. It could. It's right, because it's going to go up slowly.
It's just an elevator.
It's got, like, wheels. You grab onto that ribbon of Buckminster Fullerene, and then they sort of just roll you up to space.
Yeah.
It's here.
Well,
shall we?
Let's.
I'm in.
Morgan Freeman's in.
Muzak. Wouldn't have expected that.
Oh, it's nice. Girl from Ukraine.
Young and tall.
Lovely and tanned.
Yes, a girl from Ipanema.
Went walking.
Yes, and then she passes, each one she passes says,
I hate this already.
Yes, so do I. It's a long trip.
I'm afraid there's nowhere to go but up at this point. If I may speak for myself, I want to see what lies ahead of us, or should I say above us.
Indeed.
I want to see what awaits us at the end of this space elevator.
Yes. Well, getting a bit peckish.
I brought some hot cross buns that I baked for myself.
Do you have enough for everyone?
I have three buns, each wrapped in a towel in my satchel.
Oh,
that's nice.
Lovely. It's still hot. Yes.
Do you know what I had planned to do when I got to that crossroad?
What?
Wait for the devil himself.
The devil?
Make a deal to sell my soul to become eternally famous as a musician.
Oh, well, you could always give me a hot cross bun and I'll say that I make you a musician.
That's very kind of you, but I'm afraid you don't have quite the same power as the devil.
Don't I?
What now?
Look at him. I mean, for all we know, each one of us is the devil to each other.
He could have caused that EMP bomb to go off.
That's right. I'm the last one surviving.
I'm the last one surviving my town.
As are you, Morgan.
In a manner of speaking, I suppose that's true. Are you suggesting, then, that we are each other's devils in some way or another?
I think it's being suggested that one of us is the devil.
Well, now I'm suggesting that all three of us are a devil.
There's only one way to find out.
That's right.
If all of us are the devil, or one of us is the devil. I have a small leather satchel here.
Hugh Grant.
It's just a small one. It's made from the scrotum of a sow. Now, of course, sows don't have scrotums.
Aha! That sounds like the work of the devil to me.
It certainly does.
Okay, so it's decided. You are a devil.
It's right. It was a little less complex, and I'm glad you saw through that. So, as the devil, I've brought you two here, the last surviving specimens of humanity.
I played the god in numerous films, including the smash hit Bruce Almighty.
And that's why you're here.
But wouldn't one say that God is the devil in disguise?
What? Would one say
that? Well, I suppose I'm just trying to make a case for why I might be the devil.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So we're not all on board that I'm the devil?
No, I'm fine with you being the devil. I just, Morgan Freeman wanted a chance to be the devil.
You want to be the devil.
That's
all right.
Right.
So you know what?
If I could be the devil, I wouldn't have to make a deal with someone else to become a devil.
True enough. And you know what? Someone is suspiciously quiet during this argument.
I'm letting you guys talk it out. If I was the devil, I would just destroy you now, because this is garbage conversation for an elevator ride.
That's exactly what the devil would say.
Well, there's always a nugget of wisdom in every elevator conversation.
That's what the devil would say.
Wait a second. That's what the devil would say.
That's not what the devil would say.
That's what the devil would say!
Emergency stop!
All right. We are each going to pull a marble out of Hugh Grant's sow scrotum.
Here it is.
Which in a marble has a flaming red eye staring at us all at the same time.
Well, how will we know if it's staring at us all?
Oh,
We'll have to line up against one side of the elevator.
I'm gonna reach in first, and...
Are you the devil?
Am I?
Is he?
Are you?
Are you Hugh Grant?
I originally said I was to draw out the real devil.
Wait, so you're not the real devil?
No, I said I was to lower the guard on both of you so one of you would reveal yourselves as the devil.
Gentlemen, is it possible that when we get to the top of this elevator, it will be the devil himself waiting for us?
Let's find out. Emergency start!
Here we go. Oh, there we are.
Ah, for one, I'm glad I didn't have to reach into that cell screen.
I know, it's still warm.
I'll still do it.
Whoa!
Look at this. This marble is green.
You're not the devil.
All of these marbles are green!
None of us are the devil!
I suppose you could have told us if any marbles had a flaming red eye.
That's true, it's true. There was no flaming red eye marble. No.
Well, good, so none of us are the... We're just Hugh Grant, Morgan Freeman, and I didn't catch your name.
Cameron Diaz. No relation.
Yeah, because Cameron can be, it's an androgynous name, right?
Yeah.
Can be men. I knew a Cameron in high school.
Mexican?
Puerto Rican.
Morgan Freeman's a bit of a racist.
Yes.
Especially since I got so white.
Here we are.
Oh, that was a sudden stop.
Yeah, the doors are opening.
There they are.
Look outside.
Why? The ground is clouds.
We're in the stratosphere. Cumulus nimbus.
Or... Because I saw space. Are we further than space?
Did we take this space elevator through space and reach the atmosphere of another planet?
You know, I think we did.
A planet untouched by the folly of human hands?
A fresh start?
A new beginning?
A way for us to put all the mistakes, the problems, and all those things that plagued us on Earth, your...
Boredom and solar flares.
Your...
Death and disease.
And my...
Electromagnetic pulse?
And that nuclear blast.
Behind us? Start again?
Yes. Oh, and look, here's a crossroads.
A crossroads made of clouds. Well, I suppose it falls to us to each choose a road.
And go our separate ways.
Perhaps there will come a time when Morgan Freeman, Hugh Grant, and Cameron Diaz meet again to repopulate the human race.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you, Hugh Grant?
Well, hold on.
I can like see Hugh Grant
replying.
I can see that twinkle
here.
In those Hugh Grant eyes.
I didn't even suggest that. That was you who suggested that.
Guys,
I'm turn it on me. As
I'm
if
just
going to
take
it.
A stab. I'm just going to head this direction because this direction is away from both of you.
We're poison to each other.
Anathema.
This, in a nutshell, us three represent all which was wrong and bad about humanity.
Best that we start our own civilizations.
Be off on our own.
All right, then.
All right.
And so they left, parting ways.
Are you narrating this?
Sorry, yes, I was. I was gone. But do you want me to head down a little?
No, you know what? I'd like to hear it. You know what? It's very poignant. Morgan Freeman should narrate us going our separate ways.
Before you go, Morgan, can you just give us one of your hot cross buns so we'll have something to remember you by?
Take a hot cross bun from our satchel.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman.
Cinnamon.
And so they broke bread together one last time at the crossroads of this new world. They ate the hot cross buns, and you know what? They were pretty tasty. Turns out albino Morgan Freeman knows how to bake a proper hot cross bun.
This is delicious. This is one of the best baked goods I've ever had.
It's
Morgan.
Fantastic, Morgan. Thank you so much.
Well, we'll miss you, if nothing else, for your hot cross buns.
I'd be lying if I'd say that I didn't miss you already.
Off I go, gentlemen. Morgan Freeman, Hugh Grant. Thank you so much. I go this direction. Don't follow me. Hope to never see you again.
Looking good?
Yep. Shake that ass. Come on.
You guys are dicks?
That Cameron Diaz is a... Woo! Hot.
I'm a dude!
Oh, right.
And I guess it's for me now, as Cameron recedes into the cloudy, misty distance, for me to pick my road and head off in that direction. Morgan?
You?
Smell you later.
Redemption comes in many places. Sometimes you don't know where it's going to sneak up behind you, slap you in the face. For Morgan Freeman, it came in the form of Hugh Grant and a guy named Cameron Diaz. Morgan Freeman thought about that for his long journey down that cloud road, not knowing where he would wind up, what he would find. Morgan hoped it would be more clouds.
Four Roads to Doomsday, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Morgan Freeman, Lee Smart as Hugh Grant, and Nug Nargang as Cameron Diaz. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.